2 weeks ago, more than 150 workers at the Climax packaging plant in Lowville were told not to come to work the next day. The plant was closing immediately and everyone would lose their jobs. Yesterday, a job fair in Watertown attracted many former Climax workers looking to get back on their feet. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
It's hard to find a place to park outside the Bruce Wright Memorial Conference Center Thursday afternoon. Inside, people mill around a room, sometimes stopping to introduce themselves to a local employer looking to hire. Angel Munson is handing out pamphlets listing the businesses here today. She's with the Jefferson County Department of Employment and Training.
We've talked to a lot of Climax people today. They're just still in shock, I think. It's tough. We're doing everything we can to help. We've got a lot of employers who have reached out to us saying that they want to help the Climax people, that they'll interview them first for positions, which is great. The community really came together.
Jim Knopfscher carpooled from Lowville with a few of his former coworkers from the mill. Knopfscher worked for Climax for 27 years, packing boxes and operating machinery.
We all felt like we'd been betrayed. You know, we were nothing, just a number and you know, just disposable. And, you know, we're people.
He nods over to where his old work buddies are sitting, filling out job applications. Knopfscher says he's having trouble finding a job that will pay him the $17 an hour he was making before.
Like Convergys, we went there, and it was like $9.50 an hour starting out. And I'm like, well, I can't live on that.
But Knopfscher says he and his former coworkers are just starting their search. And he says he's willing to drive. He feels good about the openings at one plant in Baldwinsville, an hour and a half away. He says the work there is similar to what he used to do at Climax. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.